There are some thoughts from modern day atheist circles who, in trying to discredit the idea of there being an afterlife, will sometimes ask believers, why would you want to live forever anyway? Imagine being in heaven and it goes on and on and on, day after day after day after day, with no end, no change, nothing new or different. That's not exciting, they say. That will get boring very quickly. And it's actually kind of scary when you think about it. And if we're honest with ourselves, perhaps we feel a little bit of that fear too, that eternal life or life without end in heaven, which just goes on and on and on and on and on with no end, might actually become boring. And really is a little terrifying. Why would anybody really want that? No matter how happy I might feel, wouldn't I want some change at some point? A different stage of living, a different kind of existence? If heaven is just trillions upon trillions upon trillions of years of pleasantness, doesn't even the most happy-go-lucky person in the world look at that and say, I don't know if I want that? Well, actually, when we think that way, we're making the exact same mistake that the Sadducees in the gospel made today. And that is, we are judging heaven according to the standards of earth. The Sadducees were a group of Jews in Jesus' day who did not believe that there was such a thing as life after death. And they're trying to trip up Jesus in his words, because Jesus has frequently spoken of life after death in his preaching and teaching. So as we heard, they create this pretty ridiculous scenario of a woman who was legitimately married to seven brothers in this life. And of course, their question is, well, who will she belong to now if there's an afterlife? And Jesus, as he often does, turns the tables on them. He says, no, no, you have it all wrong. There is no marriage in heaven. Getting married, having children, that's an earthly reality. There is no marriage or getting married in heaven because there will be no further generation of the human species in heaven. All who are there will be there for all eternity. In other words, Jesus is saying, you're asking a question that doesn't make any sense. Something like that can be true when we think about heaven. Because oftentimes we think about heaven on our terms, according to our understanding. So we view eternal life as life with God that goes on and on and on and on and on, day after day after day, forever, with no end. If you've ever really stopped to think about what that would be like, you know, you close your eyes and you think about living in a place forever with no end, if you're like me, it causes a little bit of butterflies in your stomach, right? Because it's such a bizarre and actually kind of troubling idea to us. What if we want it to stop? Or what if we want it to make a change? Nothing new will happen? No new births of children? No new experiences? How is that something really to look forward to? Indeed, as I said, it's the argument of some current atheists. They say, why would you want to live forever anyway? But again, the problem with that way of thinking is that we're thinking of heaven in terms of how we understand our existence here and now on earth, a big part of which is the passing of time. We know that time passes and there's nothing that we can do about it, right? We can't speed it up, we can't slow it down. We can't go back, we can't skip forward. But there is no time in heaven. Heaven is not endless time. Heaven is outside of time. It's timelessness. Bishop Robert Barron, who is the auxiliary bishop of Los Angeles and one of the great teachers of the faith, I would say, in our own day, responded to this atheistic objection like this. He said, quote, "Heaven is not endless time. Heaven is outside of time, beyond time." He says, "I would agree that to be within time for 80 trillion years, that would be a pretty crushing experience. But that's not what eternity means. To be in eternity means to be outside of time. The best window into it, in our own experience, would be those best moments in life. When we're so engaged in whatever it is, the search for the good, the true, the beautiful, the pleasurable, we're so into it, we're so ecstatic, so out of ourselves that we lose our sense of time. 2 hours went by and I didn't even know it. That gives us just a glimpse of what real eternity is like." End quote. Let me give you an example from my own life that maybe can help here, okay? Growing up in Duluth, my three brothers and I would often beg and plead with our mom, who was a stay-at-home mom, to take us to the beach, to Park Point on hot, sunny summer days. And sometimes she would give in and say, "Okay, let's go," right? And of course, as kids, you know, it'd be a blast of an afternoon. We'd swim and laugh and enjoy the warm sunshine and the beautiful surroundings, play in the water and the sand, eat snacks, drink pop, make up imaginary stories, and just not have a care in the entire world. Just pure enjoyment of life. Then all of a sudden, Mom would call to us from the beach and say, "Come on, boys, it's time to go home." And of course, as all kids do, we'd complain and say, "But we just got here," right? And she'd point at her watch and she'd say, "No, we've been here for 3 hours. It felt like 5 minutes. We were so engrossed and so involved and so intent on enjoying that summertime moment that we lost all sense of the passage of time. Time almost ceased to exist. That's a little glimpse of what heaven will be like. So, think of times when you have gotten lost in a really good movie. And suddenly it's over and you look at your watch and you realize that 2 hours have gone by. Or think about being at a really fun music concert, right? And the joy and the excitement that causes the time to just fly by. Anytime if you've ever been to a rock concert and the band puts on a good show, nobody wants it to end, right? They always want one more song. They want that experience to continue. It goes by so quickly. Or think about how time kind of seems suspended when two high school sweethearts share a meal or a walk together and they're totally infatuated with each other, with that puppy love, right? Or think of moments of intimacy between husband and wife and how there's no awareness of anyone else in the world in that moment other than the beloved. Those are some examples of just glimpses, hints, little windows into the eternal bliss of heaven. Heaven will be the place where we will finally be all that we were created to be. It will be the place where, like the angels, we are outside of time, beyond the physical limits of earth and sky, beyond pain and sickness and death, beyond all of the shadows and the symbols of God's love, such as human marriage. And instead, we will experience the pure love of God directly into our souls through seeing him face to face. It will be an experience for us that is so complete and so satisfying and joyful and happy and peaceful and fulfilling that we would never want it to end. If it did come to an end, we'd complain and say, "What? It's over already? We just got here." Now, we might say, "Well, it's hard to imagine that being possible, a goodness that is so great that we never want it to end." But that's exactly the point. We can't imagine it fully here and now because it's beyond our ability here and now to imagine. We can get glimpses of it, but we can't fully understand it. But we can believe it and trust it because we can believe the one who said it. Jesus has said that we will be like children of God We will be the children of God and like the angels, fully alive, heirs to a kingdom that is perfect love and peace, because we will be with God with no distractions and no interruptions of our sinfulness or sickness or death, purely loving and being infinitely loved by the one who has made us for himself. As the Lord says, the dead shall rise, and those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and the resurrection of the dead shall live forever. And it will be a joy that is infinitely better and beyond any joyful experience we might have in this life, because it will be a joy with no end. Yes, Lord, please may it be so for each of us.